This day 1696, the Aruch Shulchan Yomi. They will be a Koshin Mishpat. Sim Reis Amar Dalet. Siv Aleph Tefes. Some of that. Abidoso Kodemes L'chol Adam V'abidas Avi V'rabo. His... Your loss can cause the loss of any other individual and the loss of your Rebbe or your father or your Rebbe. Misha La'avdalo Aveda, some of you who has lost an object. Upaka Ba'avai Vidasa Vidas Chaverni meets up with his own lost object and the lost object of his friend. Imachal Azir Shnem Chayavasir, if he can give back both of them, he has to give back both of them. If not, he has to show he has to give back his own. Chavidasa Kodemas. His loss takes precedence at Pilavias of Rabbu, even over his father or his Rebbe's loss. Because, as we learn, meet Evitz Kalei Reb Chavion, it should be not, that there should be not be any impoverished person among you. Kilo Omer, as if it's saying, Izoher, be careful. Safeguard your own Kadesh, so you shouldn't come to impoverishment. Even your friend wants to pay you for saving his own object. As long as you save your friend's object, your friend can't save his own object on his own. Nevertheless, not required according to the letter of the law. He says that you can say, I want my own stuff. Nevertheless, person should go beyond the letter of the law. Below that day cannot be meticulous. Lo mashli kodem, same mind takes precedence. He loves us in mukha unless it's clear he's going to suffer a significant loss. L'chein af agav, therefore, even though shekodem yochodem to yelah, any person can find an excuse. Lo mar to say the she'enim mukhiyav l'ashim, that he is not required to give it back. B'taina with an assertion. He's going to have a suffer loss in his activities. Because it's not specifically that his lost object comes first. It means any loss which is going to occur through this part of the Shabbat is exempted him back. A person can exempt himself from doing any favor for his friend. But Tainazu with this claim, this assertion, this shall claim that his comes first. Well, yes, Adam can't push not do this. Or Mazar Chazal say, Adam Medakde, the Adam Medakde King Sam is meticulous in this manner. Poor commander Ogmi, this little son, if he removes from himself the yoke, Y-O-K-E, of doing loving kindness. But Selfish Yitzhak Abbas eventually is going to require he's going to be impoverished anyway. It's going to require people to support him. And they expound on this verse. There should not be impoverished person among you. That somebody who does fulfill this law with its dispensation, even though it's according to the letter of the law, it's just going to come in anyway. It's going to become impoverished. If your friends. Lost object is ready to be restored. But if does anyone say slaves is on, your lost object is not present at the moment. Until you say, go and look for it, maybe I'll find it. Fascinating halacha, says Oral Shon. That case, since your friend's lost object is in front of you, you have to get back first. Before you go look for your own. Void him a club, any you want any favors, you close them as a chaver, which person can do for his friend. You're required to do it according to strict law of law if you can do it and it's in front of you at the time. Wow. Base, Pugil Abidas Aviv Avidas Rabbo, came across the lost item of your father and the lost item of your Rebbe. Im Avi Shokel Bechachel Rabbo, if his father is of the same level of wisdom as his Rebbe, Abidas Aviv Kodanus, the loss of his father takes precedence. Fim Rabbo Rabbo Mulag, even the Rebbe we're discussing is his primary Rebbe. Vim Lav, and if not, Shel Rabbo Kodanus, his Rebbe, because first thing Rabbo Muvak, if it's his primary Rebbe, Shleman Rov Chachmas HaTorah Menu, but she learned most of the wisdom of Torah. Shavim Mevila De Olam HaTeh, his father brings into life in this world, Rabbo. And his Rebbe brings the life of the world to come. That's if the Rebbe learned with the son for free. If the father paid the Rebbe to learn with him, his father takes precedence. That's a smile. And this is very big, even bigger Kiddush. If somebody else paid for your tuition for your Rebbe, and also Adam Kailabovina, that person takes precedence of your Rebbe in lost object. That's a shach. Father's precedence, Rebbe. I feel nice that's in of you. Even the person giving the tuition is not his father. The king rabbi in him the kingdom, since his rabbi is not teaching him for free. But on my lesson, Raviv, his advantage over the father is a rate wiped out. That's the shach. I knew it there, Sim Reish Man Base. Comes out as much as even the tuition paid to the, I assume, even though the tuition is paid to the school, it's the same like being paid to the rabbi. If you forsook your own lost object and gave back your friend's lost object, you only get the appropriate compensation. Kate said, how so? If the river swept away your donkey and your friend's donkey, yours is worth 100. Your friend's worth 200. And you forsook your own, you saved your friends. You only get the appropriate compensation. Like somebody else would take for this toil. Even though you have to give back a lost object for free, much is barb sim race and as we shall see. Coco never has made on in these barisham. It says there, the Mu'asib bin Malacha, if you're involved in your own commercial activity, you don't have to suffer a loss in order to get back somebody else's lost object. They said, here you're causing, you're losing your donkey by stabbing your friend's donkey. Being tired, you're going to ask, can you tell Kol Shavi Chamor, you should take all the value of your donkey. So if the owner of the lost object is not here, he has to pay him for his donkey completely. Two rights. That which he says, and we don't give him the appropriate compensation. That's when the owner is here. You should have made an agreement with him how much he's going to pay you for your donkey, for his donkey. Since you didn't make such a condition, you didn't make a stipulation, you caused yourself a loss. You only pay therefore for the amount of effort which went in, like somebody else would be paid. Though that by Mechilah Lamar, also Zonah could say, Elu, Amartli came. We have to tell me you have to pay you $400. Haisi Socha Damachla, so I would have hired somebody else to save it. Then Imam Asamar Laban Matil Shachavatana said to Mishli, so therefore Taka, if the owner of the donkey said to the owner of, well, the both owners' donkeys, if Reuven said to Shimon, I'll save your donkey, but I don't know, saying to Mishli, you give me. You are the value of my donkey. But I've heard of the farm, and Shimon conceded this point. Chayavli told the Meshul, then Shimon has to give Reuven the value of his donkey. The Mleh Ritzon HaMekach, if he didn't want it, Hayel and Makidlo Shlo, he didn't know what he should have said. We're not going to give you that much. I mean, Shasku, since there was silence to Machdaito, obviously he acquiesced. Chayavli Shem Shloshan, she saw the three people, Vino came and he stipulated this in front of them. Kaki Kobo called the Mechamar, Reuven gets all the value of his donkey. Fino Abadim Shem, even if the owner was there, Vino, he was Shloshan Noshin. And he made the condition with that three people there. Kankadin came. The lawyer Betzona Bakach, if the owner wasn't agree, if Shim didn't agree, Hayalim Chosin should have protested. Bishim, some say the Abanim Shim, some say the owner is there. Lo Mahani tonight. Then the condition doesn't work, the stipulation doesn't can work. Rocking by unless he made it with the owner himself. Stipulation works in front of three people. That's when the owner's not there. When the owner's not there, no stipulation at all. That's there are three people present. Three people there who are suitable to constitute a basin. You can't collect without a stipulation. All these are rabbinic enactments. Dalit, because the dafku shechilim by the matzilei day drachma. This is when the owner could save by with great difficulty. They can't save. And the Reuven who's saving the donkey could take all the whole donkey for himself. Pekir kozache, he's getting it from hefker since the original owner had to give up hope. Dalit matzim ne'ariva dobu zuto shem she's barb sim reishon tes. It's like somebody saying from a lion or from a bear or from a tidal wave. Whirlpool. Also, this is only true if where he would not have saved it, then it would have been a clear damage. I mean, in a if it's near clear damage, then Shimon doesn't have to be room at all. It's like somebody who it's word? Not my exact word. Sets a lion to flight that it should attack his friend's property. Says the Tosafot. But of course, if the owner's there and he's stipulated he's going to pay for it, and he has to pay regardless of whether there was clear cut damage about to occur or not. Hey, basin, when you stipulate with the owner or the basin, that he has to pay all of your loss, he'll say, even that, even though the donkey of Reuven, the savior, came up on its own, he's still acquired that which he stipulated, that he should be paid for that. It was donkey. From the time he went out to save his friend's donkey. He said he gave up hope on his own donkey. He's chayav l'chaber at night, and the friend, Shimon, became chayav l'Reuven according to stipulation. Mashkamor Allah, that was Reuven's donkey, came up. From Shammai, he had special mercy on him. Rabbi come and see it, like you found the second donkey. Because Rabbi Ramon, but still, the donkey of Reuven came up. By surprise, his hefter, because the time he stipulated, Reuven stipulated with Shimon, he gave up on his own. Therefore, somebody else came and acquired Reuven's donkey. And there are those who argue. That which he said is that Yush not similar hefker. If the owner saw it after Yush, before somebody else acquired it, then he acquires it back. So we can make a parallel here. If somebody else saw it before the original owner saw it, Zacha, the other person gets it. If not, lo Zacha, they said that then reverts to Reuven. Can't pass it anyway, doesn't pass in that way. Vav. He was stipulated with the owner of Amalei, and he said, I'll save yours, but I don't send Lady Meshlin, you pay for mine. If you're allowed to steal, he went down. He made the effort, but Lloyd said he weren't successful. You don't get the full value of a donkey then yet. Well, you should get good, but you should get according to your effort. We assume that was the intent. Tonight, that if he makes the effort and is not saved, he doesn't get according to the full stipulation. But he'll get a compensation for the effort. If he's stipulated, whether I saved it or not, you pay for my donkey, no kind. Of course, the stipulation is effective. If I'm not going to save it, you don't give me anything, no kind. That's also a valid condition. I have a Kamish time, but he said generically, I was going to save yours, and you're going to be the value of mine. The issue of talking about, and this is how we can interpret it. This is what he means. So I make the effort to save it. Can't guarantee I'm going to save it. If he said, sorry, you have to make the value of his donkey. But you can explain it also that only if I save it. And maybe if I don't save it, you won't give me anything. So could go either way. We got to interpret this. The Amdina, we reckon that their intent, both of them, is Kabanosim, who Alatzal Mamish, that Alatzal Mamish will be full payment. But he won't actually save it. Yeshayim will back their chasu, who pay for his effort. It says this in the brackets. It says this works out well. Something above a kind of tough design. For you, two men or Messiah Abba should be saved from the river, died on the ground. Or Shabba couldn't show they bought him, or he saved him, then it got lost again before the owner got it. Shabba Chamor could be a thing. He got to give him full value of his donkey. Shimon's could move it. Full value of his donkey. He did what he was supposed to do. It says brackets. That's from the Shemamina. Then above a kind of design. Zayin v'im lo yidnoi ma ba'alim v'din stipulate with the owner el yard me'atzo la'atzim v'lo yitzil went on your own to save it and he didn't save it and look at me on anything kem shol lo mimma didn't do him any good v'lo na'i this afil yitzilu meis or neva kem shol lo yidnoi ma ba'alim even if he saved it and it died or it got lost before it came down to the owner, and also include the owner doesn't give anything. There ain't no chayv lo. I ain't toiv b'shoras lo. He's only chayv obligated to count to the favor. Came shalaki lo toiv lo. Since he didn't get the favor, ain't no sin l'kum. Doesn't give anything. He says back as near Ali. That's the zom svar. It's a bit of a chiddush. Chayk what I when it makes sense. So do any favor if somebody does his friend, by questions without his friend's request. Even though he put an effort and lost thereby, since the benefit did not come to his friend, he doesn't give you anything. Benefit is a better translation for obvious reasons. The friend got the benefit by his activity. And to pay according to whatever this favor normally is evaluated. So anybody who does for his friend an activity or a benefit, you can't say to him, you did it for me for nothing. Although he has a decision directly to do it. You have to give him his compensation on the shuttle. It's only been doing him a benefit. I just saved him from loss. It's like causing the lion to flee. He's examined in Sivis. As long as the damage is not definitely imminent. As we saw. Where he went down to save and the donkey came up on its own. That's only if he didn't make a stipulation. Emo with him, he did it on his own. See how he does that? Since even though he made an effort and lost, Konkor Nevis came at Tobel Gil Kaberido, Nevis, the benefit did not come to his friend to him, and so he didn't look good enough to give anything. Obviously, Moshe had still Kabim Mechamor, but he stipulated Reuven, stipulated Shimon, that he's going to save his donkey, which I'm not Mechamor, and Shimon's going to pay for Reuven's donkey. Through all that, he went down to save El Chamor, Lomi, a love, and Shimon's donkey came up on his own. So Shlomo Kabimor, Kabir, tonight. There you have to pay the donkey. Based on condition came at the Noemo since he made the stipulation to him. The Tariq's coming also, he saw that Til Chamoro, and his intent was to save his donkey, was to save Shimon's donkey. The Torah, and this way he went to Ephraim, Chamor Nitzol, and the donkey was saved. Absalom Nitzol, they took Choso, even though it wasn't saved by his effort, so Yerushalayim Kulu, you have to pay in its entirety. That's the Marshal Yam Shishlema. Yerushalayim is that those who argue on this. You have to pay him for the value of his effort. Since the benefit did not come through him, it's Maran Padva. Whereas every match he's bought with Simon Shin Lamadal, evidence for the Maran Padva is from Simon Shin Lamadal. Schar Polim, in the compensation, workers will be minus to bring workers to his field, the yard, Mata Belila, where rain came down at night. You don't need the water anymore, you don't have to pay it. There's insurance field, low time is shown. The first opinion does not hold the way. They didn't start doing the work at all. Once he started doing the work, even though in the end benefit came through some other deal, nevertheless they have to pay in the full compensation. Those who say like the latter opinion, seems to be the case of Choshen Mishpat, or be the cloud of the Pesach, but we'll have to see what he says adjacent, but that's not for today.